Australia and Indonesia have signed a joint understanding on a code of conduct, which could pave the way for the resumption of full diplomatic relations between the two countries. Watched over by the President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, the two foreign ministers Julie Bishop and Marty Natalegawa signed the document in Bali. The document was needed for the President to resume full cooperation between the two countries. He suspended joint military intelligence and anti-people smuggling operations in November after revelations that Australia had spied on him, his wife and other key figures. The new agreement prohibits each country using intelligence gathering in a way that harms the other. George Roberts joins us now from Bali. It's been a long 9 or 10 months.
Yes, that's right, it has. And in the end, they've come up with two pages, or a page and a bit, that outlines what is effectively an attachment to the Lombok Treaty, which was signed in 2006, an agreement that outlined how the two countries should respect each other, work together, and respect each other's sovereignty. This adds a couple of lines, effectively, two more clauses about both parties not using their intelligence or surveillance or any other resources to harm the interests of the other parties, and that they'll promote intelligence cooperation. So that's the addition that they've come to after 9 months of negotiations in the fallout, in the wake of the fallout of that spy scandal last year.
Given that these things are by their nature secret, you've got to wonder how they'll police this.
Yes, and it doesn't actually include, or the document doesn't include or prohibit the use of spying or the undertaking of gathering of information. Although when I put that to Marty Natalegawa, he in fact said that he thinks it does and that it's quite broad and that doing so, gathering information and spying without the other party's sort of knowledge would actually be, you know, detrimental to the interests of the other country. So he thinks it does exclude that, but in the wording itself, it doesn't. And Dr. Natalegawa says that despite the words on the paper, it goes further than that and actually is about the intent of the two parties. Here's what he had to say.
And here I think the Australian government, the Indonesian government is saying that we have confidence that in the future that you will comply to this agreement. So it's a very important document that we hope will allow us to move forward in the future.
Marty Natalegawa, who's the Indonesian foreign minister, was it generally cordial, the atmosphere of the meeting itself?
Yes, the whole meeting was very cordial. In fact, everybody was very friendly to each other. A source told me that the president, inside the room before Julie Bishop turned up, joked with one of his ministers that they could now come to Australia and play golf in Canberra without having to worry about the nature of the relationship.
That's the main thing.
Indeed. And look, in the room, the president watched over them as they signed this document. Afterwards, they were very complimentary about each other and the relationship. Marty Natalegawa says that this returns things back to normal, that cooperation will go back to normal. In fact, he says it can now be even better than it was before.
Well,
so
we used to hear
a reset.
We used to hear a lot about ping pong diplomacy, but golf course diplomacy is obviously a new one. Now, George, there is a new president coming in. Is this all set in concrete? Does SBRY basically lock in his successor, Jokowi? And do you know whether Marty Natalegawa will still be foreign minister in a few months' time?
Well, he's certainly one of the front runners, although the cabinet is yet to be, the final cabinet is yet to be announced. There has been discussion that he is one of the front runners, and perhaps it's best to leave him in the job. There's been some of the sort of commentary around who should be the foreign minister in the future. So there is a possibility he could be. On the issue of whether this binds the new president into following this agreement, both candidates, including the president-elect Joko Widodo, had indicated that they would follow on from what SBY does in terms of the relationship with Australia. So there has been some indication that they would respect wherever the president got this this relationship to. And this is quite significant in that there will be two months left before the new president comes in. He is going to be more nationalist, and it's almost been in Australia's interests for the president to get this done before a new president comes in. There's a new reset in the relationship in that respect there, and then Australia would have had to deal with somebody who is potentially less worried or less concerned with Australia's interests than Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono has been.
Thank you very much, George Roberts. George is our Indonesia correspondent.